If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
All right. Well, welcome back to The Shift, everybody.
Welcome back.
Myself and Katie, opposite ends of the Atlantic.
Yeah.
So anyway, We kept our listeners, Katie. That's the most important thing. So
okay, good.
We're flying, you know. These new people, they've stuck around.
Thank you, new people.
Thank you, new people. Thank you to all those people. And also in other exciting news, I put the period sex bit up on Facebook and Instagram, but particularly on Facebook. It's really done well up there.
That's great.
It also happens to be our most listened to app, you know, the period sex app. And then my period sex bit is doing great guns online. You know, I don't know what it is about period sex. It's just such a popular topic.
It's great. I hope everybody's having period sex. Go for it, people.
I think they might be. So yeah. It's up to, it's up to 750,000 views on Facebook.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll bring some people over to The Shift, you know?
Yeah. And I saw that you shared about a period sex blanket on your Instagram.
Well, actually, there's even more of that I still need to do. I started to get... There's actually two things that surprised me. One was somebody sent me a period sex blanket, which was like a ridiculous price. I can't remember what the price was, but it was quite a lot for essentially just like, you know, a blanket that's easy to wash.
Yeah.
Somebody else had messaged me to say, just use incontinence sheets. which is practical advice for period sex, or if you have a problem with wetting the bed when you're drunk. And then somebody else sent me this, there's like I think it's called Flex Cup or something, but there's like a thing that you can put in your vagina to have period sex without your period coming out. So it's like, just like a temporary blocker.
Oh, I don't want that.
Well, you know, you haven't even... You know, it might be fine.
Yeah, but I'm also like, I don't care. Well, I guess that'd be just more if it was the guy who was like, oh, I don't want blood on my dick. But like, I don't care. So that seems like an unnecessary... Like, I get the blanket, but I'm like, I'm not going to start putting contraptions in me just so they don't get a bit of blood on them.
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah. No, but I think... Yeah, but I guess it's also, you know, so that you don't have to have such...
a mess. Yeah, you're right.
Well, yeah. So you don't have to have like, you don't have to be super cautious. Cause you know, with the period sex, you have to like be really careful about, you know, when you're done or when you move.
That's true. That's true.
Actually, I have a question. You know, this is quite, it's more to do with bodily fluids also. I hope you're okay with this question, but I've never actually discussed, you know, like, what is your, I hope this isn't too dirty now, but what is your go-to, if you have unprotected sex, what is your, like, what do you do when you're done in terms of like not having any mess, any leakage or anything?
Jesus, I haven't had cum in your sex in maybe, oh my gosh, like I had pull out sex a fair amount with two boyfriends ago, but it would be now like 7 years ago when I was on the pill and having relationship.
Do you have a memory of like what you used to do? Because I mean, obviously I've had plenty of encounters with it, but I actually just, I've never even with the people that I'm doing it with, I've never actually been like, hey, just curious, like what's your normal, you know, what's your go-to thing?
I had toilet roll beside the bed, but we were like in a serious relationship by the time, so it was grand. Yeah. Like, but I remember that I think like I don't know if this is a real memory or what, but like, if that was the first time, or maybe it was a few times afterwards, but I do remember being like, why is there gunk coming out of me? Oh, right, this has to come out. Oh, fuck.
Well, I remember many, many, many years ago, in the early part of my sexual days, I was quite surprised. I was like, isn't that just supposed to stay up there? It didn't enter my head that it would fucking leak back out.
Yeah. Or I've had times where it came out, like, I guess not all of it came out, and then some of it came out like a little while later, and you'd be like, whoa, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, like when you laugh or cough or something?
Yeah, I guess so. Or just walking down the street. But
I got to think that that's, I got to think that that's an area where some listeners have some funny stories, because I definitely remember, I can't remember exactly when, but I remember a moment where, so, like, it was a situation where, like, it was quite a bit later and, like, somebody laughed. I think we were still like, together, like, and naked. And then suddenly it was just like, oh, hello.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I love that. That's great.
Yeah, because I think, like, well, first of all, I don't care. But then it's always nice to not have like extra shit on the sheets. And you always feel like if you finish in the way God intended, the natural way, that it would be nice to not have it on the sheets. But then it can kind of, you know, it can kind of ruin the moment if it's just like, okay, I'm just going to cup my hand under my vagina and walk to the bathroom. You know? Yeah. But have you ever done that? Like, have you? Because I have cupped my hand. I've taken my dick out, and then sort of like made sure that it doesn't.
You it scooped doesn't, up the sperm for her.
No,
that's
I didn't
so
scoop
romantic.
It up. I just left a guard.
Oh, that's nice.
In case.
As yeah, a, I know.
That's never happened?
No, I have run to the bathroom with my hand between my legs now that
you oh, you have,
it,
yeah.
I remember it. And then, or just grabbed a towel. I remember grabbing a towel.
Yes.
And then tissue as well, or his boxers. I remember his boxers getting destroyed.
Right, yeah. Okay, that's good to know. I just wanted to know if, it's just kind of one of those things that I've never actually discussed it, even though I've done various things, but I've never sort of discussed it with people because, you know, everybody has their own thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess certain people are more uncomfortable with the fluids than others.
Yeah, I don't mind the fluids.
Yeah, I feel like our listeners would. I feel like they must have some funny stories about that.
Yeah, that'd be great. Write us in. We won't obviously share your name
because obviously
don't
when
want,
you're trying to get you... pregnant, when you're trying to get pregnant, you put your legs up. You try to keep the fucking shit in there. You know.
Yeah.
I wonder, does it always come out no matter what?
Yeah, I don't know.
That'd be a good thing to actually. I'd be curious to know, like, if no matter what, does it come out eventually? Yeah. Just, you know, the obviously some sperm stay in there trying to get pregnant, but I wonder, does it actually just come out?
Yeah, I'd say it has to, because even if you're getting pregnant, there's only like one of those itty bitty guys who's gonna make it, so the rest are like blah, and then they pass out and they die and they fly out, I'd imagine. I don't know.
I know, just things you never think about.
Yeah.
You know? Like, things you never think about. It's fucking
well, I
one
hope
one
it goes.
Match.
I hope what? I hope it goes. I hope I don't have, like, you know, 7-year-old
well, I was just
sperm
wondering if,
floating
like,
around there.
I was just wondering if, you know, does the body just, like, absorb it or something, you know? But maybe
yeah,
that's
maybe.
Just me being... Maybe that's just me being ignorant.
I don't
you
know.
Know?
I don't know.
Oh, God. It is normal after ejaculation for much of the ejaculate to leak out of the vagina. But I can't get an answer on whether it always comes out.
They probably don't even know. There's so much we probably just don't know. They don't even know what women coming is, so
yeah, can semen leakage make it harder for you to get pregnant? That's just normal. Less than 5% of the ejaculate is actually sperm. 95% is other fluids.
Oh, Jesus.
So leakage from the ejaculate is highly unlikely to prevent you from getting pregnant. In fact, it's totally normal for some ejaculate to leak out after intercourse.
Wow, there you go.
Because it's an interesting thing. Does it ruin the moment then to be all concerned about that?
Yeah.
I mean... they say you should go and pee anyway, right? That's good for UTIs.
Yeah, you gotta pee after sex.
Yeah, but then I feel like, how soon after? Is it immediate? Because it's nice to just cuddle.
I go pee and then I come back and I cuddle there.
I know, but like, don't you feel like that kind of, don't you feel that fucks up the moment a little bit? You know,
No, I've had too many painful UTIs to care anymore. No,
but how soon? I'm gonna Google, how soon after sex should you pee? Because I'm curious to know how much intimacy you're missing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true too, I guess, actually. A nice little cuddle is nice.
Are you're speaking very low there.
Oh, sorry. A nice little cuddle.
Just out of curiosity. Is it not as low in your headphones when you say that?
No. But also,
it says pee at least 30 minutes before and after intercourse.
So, okay, you got 29 minutes to cuddle and then you can
according to bedsider.org. Pee,
I do love
pee at least 30 minutes before and after intercourse. So
before and after?
This is what this is saying. Just another thing to
I've never done it before.
Oh, use lube during sex to help reduce friction on your urethra.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And changing sex positions also helps.
Really?
Yes.
That's good to know as well.
Wipe from front to back, especially after a bowel movement.
Yeah, well, that's one people should know, but you know.
Oh, really? Because men don't have to worry about that.
Oh, yeah, because if you do it the other way, you'll rub shit into your vagina and that's how you
get. Yeah, wow. You learn something every day.
Yeah, it's something like girls are told from like being little kids.
What's that?
You're told that as a little kid, as a girl.
Oh, right. Oh.
I didn't even realize that guys weren't told that. Yeah, I guess that makes sense because you're
just doesn't matter for
so
us.
Far
we
away.
Have a massive ball sack in between us and our dick. We've got a lot of protection between any issues about where that's going to go.
True.
Well, anyway, listen, we have Shauna from sexshop.ie back.
We do.
On the, back on the episode, which is coming up. So, with Shauna, I was going to put Shauna up in two sections.
Because
there's two sort of main topics that we talk about in the chat. One is we both get sex toys to try. And the second one is we chat about porn. So I thought that we would start with the sex toy section of our chat with Shauna, because that is her business. And then we'll be back to actually talk about our review of the sex toys. And then after that, we'll go and we'll have our chat about porn. So this is Shauna from sexshop.ie talking about the two toys that she's going to give to me and Katie.
Yes.
I mean, I'll pay for them, but have you got any like other toys that we can review?
Yeah.
It was fun the last time.
Yeah. You had the Zizou rabbit bullet last time, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Kate, she had like a whole journey with that.
Okay.
She,
love-hate relationship.
She took back her original review and, you know, she was like, actually, you know, I kind of like it.
Yeah.
So, okay. So what do you like about it and what do you not like about it? And I can try to find one for you that's going to...
I guess that I just had to learn how to move my arm with it. I still have to move it to the way I like it, if that makes sense.
Okay, so
like sitting there with it, I was like, this is shite because it's just like on your clitoris. But then I was like, okay, I just have to still move my hand with it. So that's I don't know. I just, I had to figure out how to use it really.
Okay.
With my body.
And if I remember correctly, you live with people, so you don't want something that's going to be super loud. Was that it?
Yeah, I live with a girl now, though, so.
Okay. Okay. Because I do
So
have...
now you can fucking give her a jackhammer.
Yeah,
now.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Is it going to be one that goes in your vagina?
It can if you want it to.
I don't think so.
Okay,
I don't
but
know.
You can just use it externally
just,
as well.
Just explore.
It's just it's a bit louder than the one I gave you last time.
Okay, cool.
Time.
Let's go loud.
Okay, cool. Cool.
Let's go loud.
My roommate's from Peru. She'll be delighted.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Right in drawer G. What does G represent?
I had to, because I was away on holidays for a bit, so I got my office mate to like look after the shipping for me while I was away. So I did like an alphabetical code for everything. So if she had a question like, where is X toy, I'd be like, because I took a picture of the boxes before I left. I'm like, oh, it's in drawer G or it's in drawer I or whatever. So,
oh, cool.
So yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So what's this bad boy?
So this is the Rocksoft Kayamo. Will I open it up?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Rocksoft.
She's opening up the... what is it called again?
It's the Kayamo by Rocksoft.
I have to say, it's very nice looking.
They do nice packaging.
Packaging is nice. It looks...
Yeah.
Mind you, a what?
A GHD.
A what?
A GHD when it would come out of the package like that. And this colouring is the same.
What's a GHD?
Hair straighteners.
Every hair woman has a GHD.
But funny story.
You're beyond my pay grade there with that.
I was doing a radio interview the other day and I had just bought a hair dryer because my hair dryer died. And they're like, oh, did you bring us something? Thinking it was a vibrator. It's like the one time I don't have a vibrator with me. So this is it.
Nice.
It's a silicone, like you can use it internally, but for the most part, like, it's external.
Ooh. Well, you guys can't hear it because I have my headphones on, but there's a nice, like...
It's very... It feels like I could just use that even just on my neck.
Yeah.
Stick it in.
Yeah.
Stick it in. You guys don't know what's going on, but stick it in. Ooh. Rub it on the outside. Stick it in. You guys can't hear it, but it makes an amazing... Because you don't have the headphones on. It makes an amazing noise. It literally sounds like drum and bass on the mic.
And it feels so good. Oh, I just rubbed it on my face. So I would. If a guy had a penis feeling like that, I'd be just like all over my face.
Well, that's nice.
Stick it on my neck.
That is a nice.
The other one is USB rechargeable.
Oh, yeah. Baby. That's a good toy. How much is that?
Sean and
that one's $55.
Are you going to splash out 55?
I'm going to pay for these because it's not fair.
Santa does.
I'll do it. You know what I'll do? I'll do it online. Like, okay. I'll do it through your thing.
Yeah. Cool.
Thank you.
So I think that's only fair, you know?
Yes,
you're coming on the podcast too.
Stick it back in the box.
Sexshopper.ie. That's nice. You got anything for me, no? Fucking anti-male. Fucking sexshopper.ie.
Would you do something? Do you have a toy? Is there like a male? Well, I don't know if you would want that, but you know, like
spit it out.
Because you talk about it in your show a bit, but like
what? Something up my arse? Is that what you? I knew you were going to say that from the get go. I wanted to see how long you. You got any good anal shit?
Yeah. Do you want a butt toy?
Sure. Why not? We're very open in the show about the butt stuff. Sorry, my wire is in your way.
I see your little mark. It does look like a fucking birthmark. I would have thought that was a birthmark as well.
Yeah, that's the thing. I just thought it was a birthmark for the longest time, and then it kept growing. Anyway.
Nothing too crazy now.
No. I'll get you a beginner's one. Here we go.
I mean, intermediate would have been fine.
It's the Fun Factory booty.
Booty?
Booty. So it's a small silicone butt plug. It's nice and flexible yet firm. So it's got the nice curve on it. So it's going to give your prostate a little stimulation.
Oh, right. Get up on the prostate.
Yeah.
So you just leave it up there. You just stick it in and then you masturbate. So then as you're masturbating, it's getting tighter and stuff. And it's like, woohoo.
Yeah. So when you're...
You don't pull it in and out.
When your butthole like squeezes, it pushes the little knobbly bit up. And so that's what's pushing against your prostate.
It's got a little bit of angle on
prostate.
It.
Wow. Yeah, so
you can use it after me.
And then it has.
Well, how much is that?
Ivory, so that one is $25.
$25.
So nice little entry level.
And look at the little picture of the bum on it.
Aw. Yeah. Oh yeah, there's a little butt. Just in case you didn't know.
Don't be putting it in.
It's
your
basically
ear.
The only hole on a male's body that this is going to fit into. So no need.
Yeah.
But I guess if you're you can stick it wherever the fuck you want.
So the what I recommend to like women who don't like a whole lot of penetration, but like a little bit of like shallow penetration, get yourself a little butt plug instead and use that vaginally instead of anally. So that way it's still like, because again, because it's curved like that, it'll rub up nicely against your G spot. And yeah.
Fun Factory, Booty's anal toy, made in Germany.
Wow. Yeah, Fun Factory are a German company. They have a big, massive, like, three-story, like, shop over in Berlin that I really want to go to.
Right. Well, we'll be back next time. We'll be back with a, see if the prostate got working up in this bad boy.
Yep.
Well, we're back. And before we go on to talk about porn, I just thought we might as well talk about our two little toys. Did you actually use yours?
Yeah, it's amazing. Life changer. Game changer. No more men.
So she had asked you if you want something to put in your, like, what first of all, describe what, how would you describe, you know, what it was doing for you? What's your feeling about it?
Oh, so it's just like a bigger vibrator. I didn't put it inside me. Like, I guess you could, but I just like clitoris stuff. So it's like it's lovely though. It feels really nice on your face.
So you had an immediately better experience than the first time.
Yeah, like this thing, when I got it, it's so velvet, like I couldn't help but like put it on my face, if that makes sense. Because it feels like, I can't even, it's like a, it just feels beautiful and looks beautiful. It's black and gold. And so, yeah, if the feel of it is really, really, really nice. It's great.
And?
But it was fun when we got it because, so I'd already said that, like, on the last episode that she'd give me a bag saying like sex shopper, sex toys, and how people were kind of like looking at me and definitely taking photos. But then when I got down to my parents' house, like I had the bag on the table and they were like, oh, what's this?
Oh, you didn't even hide it from them, of course.
Nah, sure, I don't care.
Nothing to hide anymore with your fucking family.
No, you know, they either love me or they don't at this stage. So I was like, oh, it's just a sex toy that Sex Shuppa gave us. You know, she gives them most when we go in and interview her. And then, so I was telling them a little about it. And then they were like, yeah, go on, get it. Like, show us it. So I brought it into the kitchen table and we opened it up. And yeah, everybody was touching it.
Oh, so your whole family was exploring your dildo. Oh, yeah, sorry, your vibrator.
I guess it's a vibrator. But they were like, you know, they hadn't, well, according to them, they hadn't seen anything like that before. And
according to who? Just felt,
my parents, because they were like intrigued by it because it looks so slick and it's like, and it feels so nice, you know. And then they turned it on and my dad was pretending it was like a razor, so you know, he was like shaving his face with it. So had to try and forget those memories before I used it. Oh my god. And then
yeah, it's so hard to like, I just don't think you should, like, see your dad rubbing your vibrator against his face.
Yeah, probably not. You know?
I just
maybe
don't
this
know if that
maybe
really
this
helps.
The line
the
I'm cro-
it helps the fantasy, you know?
No. And maybe this is the line I'm crossing on what I can share about my family, but...
Yeah, you know, when people want to talk dirty and use the word daddy, they don't mean with their daddy.
Yeah, I think it's fine because like I just kind of forgot about it when I had, you know, and I had a job to do. I had to use it for the podcast. So, you know, I know when I have to work.
Well, I think it's great. I mean, your dad is a fucking character, you know.
He's fucking hilarious. Like he was like, they were so funny. And like, I will actually, I just charged it up. So I will play it into the microphone in a second because it sounds hysterical. Like you can't.
Oh, you don't have to. You don't have to. We did that already.
Oh, we did. Oh, brilliant. I forgot. Because like you have to have now, you got to pick some music that you like to get horny to because you're your fucking roommate and everybody else in the apartment building to hear you. It sounds like you're mowing the lawn. But so.
Well, she did warn you. She did warn you that it was louder.
No, I know. And look, do you know what? These toys are like fucking drugs, okay? I had my gateway and it stopped being good enough. So I had to get my heroin of bloody...
Oh, right. You think this is an escalation?
I think so. Because even like I was trying like with my hands the other night and my hand was getting tired. And I was like, what am I doing? So I feel like... I remember someone writing in when we did the sex toy app being like, they found that once they started using the, what are they called? Vibrators. That she was finding it hard to get off with her hand then. So I do think
right.
It's like...
Yeah,
it's
I did like look that up though. And, you know, there's really only... I believe there can be a small amount of desensitizing that goes on, but it comes back very quick. Like if you stopped using a vibrator, like any, it's quite a while for that desensitization to happen. So it's not like something, from my understanding, it's not something that anybody should be overly concerned about. Is
I wouldn't worry about it. It's just it's better, so I'm gonna probably, you know. But then, you know, also I can't bring a vibrator into the shower, and that's where I love doing my stuff, so it's fine. But
you've become quite positive now on the sex toys.
I definitely now be hoping any future sexual partner will be down with me using it.
So using it together. Sure
definitely. And because even now, like, you know, I would usually, this is so oversharing, but I would usually, like, you know, only get off if I was, like, touching myself during sex.
Yeah. But you've said that before.
Yeah. Well, yeah, true. I have said that. So it's not, I guess the next part is probably, but like the most recent sex I had, I was finding it hard to get to keep my hand on it, because like when you're like moving and to get a rhythm, and I was thinking, shit, I wish that toy was charged up, or that it would probably help, I think.
Yes.
So look, if it helps, it's great. But it was funny, like, so we had the toy on the fucking kitchen table, you know, where we eat our dinner, and my dad was like, call your sister and this would be hysterical. And she
didn't mind that your teenage sisters saw this and all?
No, like, you know, sure, there's no shame.
I think that's great.
Yeah, I think it's great. Like, they're very lucky. Like, if they ever pick up any shame, it'll be from school or, like, do you know, it won't be from my parents. They're pretty open. They're like, look, whatever you want to do, it's all natural.
Look, you want to have dinner with a fucking vibrator on the table, have dinner with a vibrator on the table.
You know, they'd probably be fair if they got a vibrator than if they go out with boys, you know. So it might be the way for parents to you know. But so he just thought it'd be funny as well. And he was right. She was fucking mortified. She was like, what are you doing? Get that away from me.
Oh, she was, right? Yeah.
I don't blame her, though. You know, it was so funny. Like, she was like, you're all nuts. And she's right. Like, if I were 17, I wouldn't be like bringing those in or whatever. And I'm lucky. Luckily, my brothers, the other brothers and sisters were in bed before. Like, even when I left, I thought I left the bag in my brother's room, because I was staying in my brother's room. And I was there in the airport going, oh, fuck, I'm after leaving that bag, the sex toys bag in his. But then I remembered that I'd actually thrown it in the bin. Thank God. Because my poor brother would
sex
be like,
shopper.
What the fuck is this? But yeah, so my dad was joking. He was like, leave the toy there and like I'll be able to scare all the, chase the kids after it and scare them with it. But yeah, like, go do your homework. But he's so funny. But yeah, like, you know, so it's good even for her. Like, obviously nobody talks about that in school or whatever. And like, obviously she's not going to be like, when I was 17, I didn't even know what masturbation was. But I think, like, just even to hear about it, that it's okay, like, that someone's like, oh, we don't mind that your sister
has this.
Yeah, she's
bringing it into show and tell.
Yeah, look what my sister has. Yeah, I come in like as the, what are they, when they bring in people, they bring in your parents and they talk about their job, and I come in and I'm like, well, my job is I test out
I'm a vibrator tester.
It's funny, my first, like, in fairness to my sister, she's been pretty cool about all of this stuff. Like, she was listening to one of the apps there recently and she was coming in slagging me, and like, it was grand. And then I called her the other day and I was like, I'm gonna get a TikTok, and she goes, ah no, this is pushing the line, Katie, this is pushing the line, you embarrass me too much, don't be getting a TikTok.
My Dr. Shulman has a TikTok, you know.
Yeah,
Shulman, that was on our podcast, and he has a video that's doing like getting loads of views. It's just him like with you know, cards of information, and it's like my daughter, whatever, my 7-year-old daughter or whatever age she is, told me I should do a duet with some famous TikToker. I can't remember his name. It was like, told me I should do a duet with a famous TikToker. And so then the next card says, I thought that would be weird seeing as I'm a 45-year-old man. And and then my daughter said, it's already weird that you're a 45-year-old man on TikTok.
Oh my god, that's amazing. I love her. That's so great.
So
but it was funny because I also was like, remember when she gave me the first toy and I was bringing it back to, and I'm always nervous going back into America, like, because I always have a bag, like I just go with a carry-on and I always have a bag full of like sweets, chocolates, tea bags. So I'm always kind of like nervous when I'm going through because I don't really know how much of that you're allowed bringing. But the vibrator is quite fucking big. This one, it's way bigger than the other one.
Yeah.
So I was really nervous going through TSA with it.
It's a proper vibrator, like.
Yeah, and they pulled out my bag again and I thought, fuck it, it's the fucking vibrator. But they didn't say anything now. They just had a route around and they were like, oh, it's grand. But
there must be like, I'd say 30% of bags of women have fucking vibrators in them.
Well, there's an actual TSA, like, I don't know, law or rule or whatever, because I Googled about it. And it's like, oh, you're grand bringing through your vibrators. They just have to be smaller than 7 inches. I was like, that's so funny. You wouldn't want to threaten any of the TSA men, you know?
you wouldn't want them to be like feeling inadequate.
Yeah, like, oh, who do you think you are with your 8-inch vibrator? Get out of here.
I mean, you know, I'm assuming it's because they don't want ones that are too big to be storing anything.
Yeah, true.
Like a potential
bomb.
Maybe
like as a weapon or whatever. You know? Yeah, look.
I think that's really the thinking on it.
You know what I did though? Oh my God, I'm so embarrassing. My friend told me that this is mortifying that I did it, but I thought it was hilarious. I had a Tinder date there Friday night, which I had no intention of having a Tinder date because I was only on Tinder just like to suss it out. But then I ended up having one. It was a great date. But I brought him back to mine and I showed him the toy.
You brought him back to yours again? For
Wait,
fucking
what?
Tea?
No, I didn't have tea, but anyway. But
you brought him back to your apartment, first Tinder date.
Yeah, I know. I broke my rule.
Oh, you broke the whole rule.
I broke the whole rule.
Oh, Katie.
You know what's so funny though? Like if I weren't like, okay, obviously if I weren't doing a podcast that is about this stuff, I just would not, you know, I could just never tell anybody, let's say, and that'd be fine. Nobody would ever know. And I could be like,
well, you didn't have
like
to tell anybody.
True, but I wanted
you just to. Just told
way,
us.
I know, but let's say in one way I kind of don't mind sharing it because I felt so much guilt the next day and I was like, oh my God, what am I doing? I know this isn't for me and, you know, sex is so intimate for me, like what the fuck? And then I was like, actually, and I'm not sure if we've done this ep, if this has come out yet, but I know I've said it to you before, but I was like, actually, maybe I'm just hungover. Just give it a day. And then Sunday I was like, yeah, I was just hungover. That wasn't shame. I was just hanging. Like I'm fucking 29. If I want to, you know, and it's like, it had been, what, 6 months since I'd had sex? So, yeah. So fuck it.
I mean, you shouldn't be giving yourself a hard time at all. Really.
I know, I was giving myself such a hard time. You should have heard. But then I went to a rave and I was like, I'm grand. Had a few whiskeys and the next morning I was like, oh, I was just hungover. But like, in fairness,
oh yeah, this
as well,
all sounds great. Really healthy. It's like, I couldn't really deal with it. So I just had a few whiskeys. Hair of the dog that bit me.
Went to a rave. Like, I think Katie's having a breakdown. But no, so like, and it was a really long date and it was the best date I ever had. So in fairness, like, and I have really good first dates, but it was like, it was an 8 or 9 hour long date. So in fairness, 9 hours long, that's like 3 dates in 1. So did I really break a rule? No.
Anyway, the rule is fucking retarded.
It is.
Well,
stupid.
Sorry,
it's
I shouldn't use that term. It's a very dated term and I apologize. But the rule is silly.
I know. And the thing is, like, it was funny because it's more just for me because I'm afraid that I find it so intimate. But then I'm like, actually, you know what? I hadn't had sex in so long. And when I do save it, I end up in these relationships that aren't necessarily healthy anyway. And
well, you don't even have to rationalize it, Katie. You just had sex, like, you say it's so intimate, but was it the so intimate part that was making you feel bad, or was it actually just the next day you felt like you'd done something wrong?
It was the next day feeling like I'd done something wrong.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. Like, you're saying because sex is so intimate, but...
Yeah, but it's not. So that's my point. My point is I know now that it can be just like... That I also just... Anytime I've... Because when I tried one night stands before, I was just quite younger and I was just feeling like I'd done something wrong. So now I'm older and I know that that's not the right way to think. So I'm actually really glad that I was like, you know, I had a great time. And,
you know yourself that it's not something you want to be doing all the time. But at the same time, like, this situation was fine.
Exactly. And like, usually on a first date, I don't feel like having sex. I'm kind of like, oh, I'd just rather get to know them. But, you know, I felt like it. Like, we'd had we'd gone to a stargazing thing, which, by the way, very romantic. It's a great date idea. And then a jazz club. And then we'd gone to a bar and we drank till 4 a.m. Now, we didn't drink a lot, in fairness, because we were talking. I probably only had like 4 glasses of wine. But it was just like, you know, it was a great date. So he walked me home and I was like, feck it. He probably thought like he was spinning me some lines there now at 4 a.m.
Yeah, this guy's like the one night stand king with the fucking stargazing in the jazz club.
No.
You fell right for it, boy. Let me tell you. Good God.
No, it was funny because I was like thinking, I was like, I wonder if he thinks I'm falling for this stuff. But also I just kind of really want to have sex. It's been a really long time. And as well, like I don't know, the last person I had sex with was, you know, my ex. So I was like, I kind of just, fuck it. I'm attracted to him. Have a bit of fun. And look, the only thing was, I'd say I would have preferred maybe waiting the next morning and not being drunk, because I just couldn't enjoy it as much as I just have. Sober sex is way better.
Yeah, but you probably wouldn't have done it. It was probably the alcohol was allowing you to.
Probably did, yeah. It was funny though, the next morning. So like, look, he's a lovely guy and sure. He
stayed
him,
or
so
he
that
left?
Was great. Yeah, he stayed. Yeah, we hung out, and I was still talking. So,
oh, okay,
yeah.
But
so,
you didn't whip out the vibrator with him.
I did, but not to use because the battery was dead. But I whipped it out to show him, and I was like, just honestly, put it on your face. It feels really nice. He did.
You in the fucking face.
And he rubbed it on his face, and he was like, honestly, that feels really good. Remember one time you were saying about how Irish women, just I was thinking the difference between Irish and American women, about how Irish women would be like, I'm not having sex with you, I'm not having sex with you, I'm not having sex with you, and then they bring you home and they have sex with you.
Yes.
Yeah, I just realized I did that on Friday night. I had even texted before being like, I just want you to know it won't be a hookup.
Oh, you did do that?
Oh, I did that. I said it on the text message because he said, made a sexual innuendo, and I said, that's very funny, but just to let you know, like, I'm not going to hook up with you. And he was like, no, of course, it was a joke. And I was like, grand. And then when we met up, each time we stayed a little later, I was like, I just want you to know that I will be going home. And then when he walked me home, I was like, I just want you to know you're just walking me home. And then he came in for like a glass of water, and I was like, I just want you to know it is just a glass of water, but here's my bed. So
unbelievable. You walked right into the trap.
Into the trap. No, I didn't know. I kind of knew, but I think that's it. When you said it, it is something you do to be like,
but it's not just it's not just Irish girls that do that.
It's just people who feel any sort of, until you rid yourself of full shame, I guess. But have you?
Well, you know, also you just want to, you know, I mean, it's not, it's okay to, it's not terrible to set down a marker, you know?
Yeah, I really thought and then changed my mind. But yeah, I was thinking about that when you were saying that. That's so funny. So do guys don't have anything like that though. They just kind of just grow with it, right? They never like...
No, we just want to fuck.
That's so funny.
What are we going to have? I guess if a guy was being honest, he would just be like, you know, every time you say we're not going to have sex, I'd be like, but I'm just going to try. Just so you know.
That's great.
You know, because like, I mean, that would be the honest thing to be like, I know that you're saying we're not going to have sex, and I completely respect that. But just so you know, I'm going to keep trying.
Yeah. He did feed me some lines that I knew were lines, and like, lovely lad. But I was like,
come on, give
funny.
Me a line. What was one of the lines?
Oh my God. Well, I'm sure he'll never listen to this. You know, I came out of the bathroom.
It's a pretty good chance he's going to listen.
Well, he knows about the podcast, and he went to listen to one episode, and he messaged me going, I'd actually rather get to know you organically. And I was like, I would prefer that, but I didn't want to say it because I didn't want it to seem
okay,
like...
Okay, great. So give me one of his lines.
Well, no. I'm like, well, okay. I came out of the bathroom. It was like 4 a.m. And he was like, I'm just having such a great night. I deleted my apps. But he did not delete his apps. But I think he probably thought that that's what I wanted to hear. But I was just like, okay.
That is a line. Too much of a line.
I know. I thought it was really
funny.
I mean,
honestly, Katie, how could you fuck this guy? I would have just like, I would have dried up in 5 seconds after that.
Well, yeah, but I was kind of
like the fucking Gobi Desert after a fucking line like that.
I know, but I was...
That's the booze. That's alcohol.
Yeah, like I knew. Do you know in your head, you're like, oh, it's a line. But in my head,
I'm
I was
having
like,
such a good time, I deleted my apps.
Yeah, but in my head, I was like, you know, I was like, I know that this is a line. And he knows that I know this is a line, but we're just whatever, playing the game. And I'm having
a
good time.
But you wouldn't judge him for fucking banging out such cheese?
No, because everything else was like just great crack and pretty honest and loads of fun and stuff. So I was kind of like, he'll get a little pass on this. But like, I kind of, a lot of Americans do kind of feed you those kind of lines. Like, I was talking to my Irish girlfriend here and I told her that as well. And I was like, I wonder, does he know that I know it's a line? And I'm just kind of like, I didn't want to be like, ugh, that's a fucking line. And she was like, ah, no, they're all like that here, first date. She was like, I've had that so many times where they say like sun, moon and stars because they think that's what you want you to hear. And she goes, we know. And she goes, because Irish people wouldn't do that. You'd be like, ah, shut up. But I think it's just a different, you're fucking,
do you think American girls are buying this shit up?
I don't know because
I'm having such a good time. I deleted my apps.
Yeah.
Did you check his phone?
No, because I was like, I'm not deleting mine. Like, we don't, you know.
No, I just would have been like, let me see your phone.
Yeah, I just blew it off because I was like, I don't even want to, you know. And I mean, like,
I'm having such a good time. I deleted my apps.
Oh my God, if he ever listens to this, he'll kill me. But I mean, everything else was great in fairness. And like 9.9.
By the way, was he any good? Was he good?
Like, yeah, but I just need to know the person before I can really enjoy it.
Yeah, so yeah.
There was a but lot. You were content that he was around.
You were content that he was confident, knew what he was.
Oh yeah, definitely. And like, listen to me, because at one stage he like actually was like sticking his tongue in my ear a bunch, and I don't like that. And I was like, can you stop? And he was like, yeah, grand, no problem. Sorry, dude, you don't. And I was like, no, not for me, grand. And then he was like, I like it. And I was like, cool, I'll do that on you. So there was like a little bit of communication there, which was good. But yeah, and definitely knows what he's doing. But sure, look, of course he does. He brings people stargazing.
Fucking stargazing motherfucker, man.
But that wasn't, it was funny because our date wasn't meant to be until Saturday. He just texted me Friday night going, I'm going to this lecture if you want to come. So it was very spontaneous. So I don't think, and like, I just went, ah, yeah, my thing just ended early. Like, I texted him 15 minutes before saying like, I will be going.
So it was a lecture on stargazing.
Yeah, and then you went up to the roof. So he was going anyway. And then from there we were in Harlem and he goes, oh, I know this jazz place. So we kind of went there. So in fairness to him, it wasn't really like, it was too spontaneous for it to be a setup. And again, I think he just fed me the line because he probably thought it's what I wanted to hear. Like, he probably thought, yeah, oh, like, I Irish don't know. Committed
the stargazing
girl
into fucking a jazz club in Harlem sounds a bit fucking convenient for me, fucking date of the year. I mean, you got to hand it to the guy. He took you on a fucking great date.
It was a great date. And fair, I'd recommend him to others.
Yeah. Great date and you got your hole.
Yeah, look, and sure, we're planning to see each other again, but you're like, you never know what's going to happen.
Hey, I hope you see this guy again. We need the content.
You know, I need more lines like that. Well, I told him to start a podcast and he said he's going to start a podcast. So, because he had some great stories. Oh,
yeah,
God.
His podcast is going to be how I fucking have a 98% success rate of one night stands with these dumbass bitches.
Yeah, I told him that. I texted him that today going, because we were talking about the rule, because like, I kind of said about the rule book, kind of like, I know this is a fucking line, but I didn't like say it, but I was like kind of joking with him, like, oh, what's your lines? And he was like, oh, I don't have lines. And, like, yeah, right. And I was like, oh, because, you know, some guys come out with this rule book stuff. And so I texted him this morning and I was talking to him and I go, you know, you should write your own rule book after that fucking date. Because because he texted me going, listen to part of the first episode, not gonna listen to any more, but third date rule ? And I went, fuck. And I was like, yeah, well, whatever. You could write your own rule book after that fucking date.
Yeah, well, I consider a first date 3 hours. So yeah, after 3 hours, we were on our second date. And I didn't fuck you till we'd been together for 9 hours.
Exactly. So, you know.
Rule of three, baby.
Yeah, that's, I loved that your answer when I asked, you guys have that? Yeah, no, we're all just trying to fuck all the time.
What?
When I asked you, do guys ever do the same thing, like where they want to wait or whatever? It was a stupid question. You're like, no, we just want to fuck all the time. What was the toy Shauna gave you?
She gave me an entry level butt plug. And
oh, because it was like a small butt plug. Yeah, I remember. Did you like it?
It was fine, but it's like it was like really sure. Like it was definitely like smaller than a finger.
Oh.
So like it wasn't really anything extra. Like it had a slight bend up, but it wasn't really like getting at the prostate. So I
the
like
thing is,
you know, just because, well, you know, I'm 44 now and yeah, you know, I've messed around with the old butt play before, you know. Yeah. I think possibly like I had joked with her at the time to say probably an intermediate one, but it was fine. But I just think that I would probably have to get something like that's just like a little less timid.
Yeah.
So it was fine, you know.
Will you use it again?
No. I mean, it wasn't like wow, this is, you know, great. And honestly, when it comes to masturbating, I'm not like a big, you know, use that type of stuff guy when I'm masturbating anyway. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was fine. And, you know, it was fun to think like, oh, what's this going to be like? But I would put it as a fun, but not like, didn't accentuate things too much, you know?
And like, I suppose though, let's say like for someone who is like, if they're in a relationship and the girl is just really like, doesn't want to stick her finger up there, right? For some reason, she's just like, I'm not ready. Or like, you know, maybe like getting him a little butt poke would be a good.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you've never, ever done anything there, I think this is the thing for you.
Yeah. I can't remember
the name of it, but you know, I think like a little one like that might be the thing that would make you go like, oh yeah, this is fun. Cause it's definitely like a sensation, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's probably maybe better for like, maybe a woman, you know, for like, you know, if they want to have it, but like, and just leave it in there while they're having sex. I don't know, you know, but
I think I would like that.
I'll sterilize it.
Okay, thank you.
And you can have a pop. You know?
You're just
a little far away. Just don't put it on your face.
I'm going to put it on everybody's face.
Just leave
here,
it off your
feel
face.
This.
Yeah.
I do think as well, though, because like, you know, girl, like I that's, yeah, for anyone who just likes a little finger in the arse, that might be a good, yeah, if you just want low-key butt stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely low-key. It's definitely low-key. And it was fine. And it's got like, you know, it's practical, like it has a wide bit at the end and it just sits there and it's fine. You know, it really is just, I think it really is just a beginner thing, which in fairness, she said to me that it was, and you know, that's what it was, you know? And we paid for them, just for the record, just in case anybody thinks this is hashtag ad. I paid for them to support Shauna, and I'm grateful for her time. We also talked more about porn, because the first time you had met Shauna, you had never watched porn. So the second part of our chat with Shauna is about porn. It's kind of like a slightly more serious part of the podcast at times. But we do discuss the Pornhub map and the various places in the places in Ireland where, you know, what type of porn each county is into. So it's a bit of crack at the end. But for a while, we have a serious enough chat about porn. And so this is us chatting with a sex shopper about porn. So hey, Shauna, since we talked to you last, Katie has actually watched porn.
Yay!
But the bad news is that we couldn't, at the time it was just like we forgot to organize it properly, and we couldn't find the, you know, the stuff that you had suggested to watch.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we
yeah.
just went on to Pornhub.
Yeah. Yeah. And what do you think of the stuff on Pornhub?
Oh, I didn't like the stuff that we watched.
Yeah.
But then I found something later that I did like myself. And it was
She really struggled with the Pornhub homepage.
Oh, it was horrific.
Yeah. It's like the navigation's terrible. But also, like, I just have issues with the way, like, mainstream. I have so many issues with, like, a lot of things with mainstream porn. And that's not to say, like, I like porn and I like certain types of porn, but there's just something about like Pornhub owning a monopoly, like pretty much owning a monopoly over the entire porn industry. And the way they categorize things is oftentimes like very racist and transphobic and misogynist.
They seem to have responded a little bit to the transphobic stuff. It no longer says like ladyboy and stuff.
Does it not anymore? I see, it's been so long since I've been on there.
Yeah, but I believe, you know, because that was like kind of a controversy for a while. I think that they've changed a lot of that. Like, I think they've changed a lot of the categories, you know?
Because I, like, They released one nice thing that like Pornhub does that I find like really interesting, because I love an old statistic, and they released like a map of Ireland, and they had county by county what the most searched yes. for category was, and they were still using transphobic language and like racist language.
Yeah, that was a few years ago, right?
I think that was like last year or the year before.
Yeah, because that came up when I was doing the This Is Ireland show, that map had come out.
Yeah.
So I think that they've made some changes in the interim. They have responded to some of the criticism on their titles.
Yeah.
I would love to see that map, though.
Yeah, I'll show you the map. Okay. Yeah.
I'm like, what are Longford into?
We can get the map up now in a second. I feel like Longford's
into some weird shit. It's going to be like, oh.
Definitely. I'll look it up in a sec. But yeah, but how do you feel? Because obviously you must think about this a lot. Like, what are the things that disappoint you in terms of mainstream porn?
Yeah, I mean, like I've said before, like it's important to note that like porn isn't a monolith. But in that sense,
when you
like,
say porn isn't a monolith, what do you mean?
Isn't a monolith, and that there's not one type of porn. There's tons of types of porn. Yes. Like as like you guys have seen. I mean, I know I sent you on a website, and like, are you on? You're on Three, and Three's blocking the porn sites that I'm sending you.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
I didn't know that about Three.
It's not just Three because it's my wife. I turned on the Wi-Fi, and the Wi-Fi still was like, cannot connect to this, and that was all of the feminist. Well, anyway, it was the feminist porn. Oh, yeah, the nice.
It's
porn.
It's any adult yeah. site. Like I've had people email me and ask me like, how do you get around like the porn blocks in the UK? Because like my website is blocked in the UK.
Really?
Yeah.
Your website is blocked in the UK because of the when they changed that law?
Yeah, but I think that's stopped now. They're going to stop doing the age verification thing because they realized that trying to control the internet is difficult.
Yeah.
Surprise.
I can see the benefits of trying to, obviously, because I'm a big thing of like, please don't watch porn before you're 18.
Yeah.
But I do think that's funny that I'm like an adult and they're like, I guess you said you just have to go into the shop and be like, hey, I'm over 18.
What yeah.
Yeah, but
that's an interesting point about watching. Sorry, go ahead. What were you going
to
say?
But the problem with that whole age verification thing is like you have to go into a shop and like buy the little like card thing. And while it's supposed to be under data protection, well, now that shop person knows who you are and knows that you're like looking at porn. But then also it's under like a government database. And so that could be easily used to like blackmail people. So that like using shame to like blackmail someone based on like their porn watching habits, I think is just, yeah. Yeah. I'm so glad that they got rid of it. Especially since Leah Varadkar was like, throwing around the idea of doing something similar like that here, and like whatever about the UK government being too inept to implement something like that. Could you imagine the Irish government trying to do something like that? Like we're so incompetent at the best of times that they just never would be able to do something like that.
But obviously, it is through something, because I can't watch porn.
Something, yeah, something.
No, Three is doing it.
Three, okay.
That's just Three on your 3G.
And not Vodafone.
Which is fair enough, because that is a place where kids can...
Yeah, like I do. To be honest with you, I don't think it's a bad thing, because, you know, I think like... fair enough if they were able to be like, oh, here's more... But there's so much out there that young people could be watching and being influenced by. And I know the stuff you were sending yeah. is more.
But I mean, like even besides that, like totally hard agree. I don't think young people should be watching porn. Mm-hmm. But it's not about that. It's the fact that like young people are always going to be more internet savvy than yeah. the older generation. And if they want to watch porn, they absolutely will. They will find ways around yeah. it. Like they are determined to watch it. They're going to watch it. The problem is that we don't have proper sex education. We don't have proper media literacy classes for our young yeah. people. So they're determined to see this, and then they don't know how to deal with that when they do see it. They don't yeah. know. They don't know how to like make good media choices, because they're just, you know, they're not given the tools to properly like make those choices and make those decisions for themselves.
Absolutely.
So
There needs to be like kind of like a, well, if you're going to watch this, you have to remember it's a movie. Like the same way we watch a horror movie.
Yeah.
And everybody else, you know, everybody goes out then and like recreates what they see in a horror movie. So you kind of need to know that there's...
What do you think is a good age to start talking about porn, you know?
I think like there are age-appropriate ways to talk about porn and consent at like... Porn, it's hard. I don't like, because I think they're saying the average age of kids first watching porn now is like 10 or 11 or something.
Yes, I see these numbers are low.
So you need, like, you really need to get in before that. So I don't know, like, I'm not a childhood education person.
Yes, yeah.
But I would, yeah.
I mean, listen, podcasts don't work if you have to wait to talk to experts every time.
That's true.
You're allowed to just have an opinion.
I know. But I don't want to say like one particular age because like...
No, of course. Yeah.
Someone at 9 or 10 might be completely well equipped to like to deal with that and deal with that kind of conversation. And then there's some kids at 8 or 9 or 10 who totally are not. So it's like there's never going to be like a one size fits all. But yes, what I will say to people is that you can teach about like consent and respect and bodily autonomy to a toddler. It doesn't have to be in a sexual context. It could just be like, you don't go over and like hug Billy or hug Jenny without their permission, or you don't push someone, you don't hit someone. So it doesn't have to be in like a sexual context. It's just like teaching kids how to like respect each other and respect each other's like personal bubble and personal space.
I definitely was taught the opposite of what you're saying, as in like it's really important to hug people and be friendly and make a human. That's something that I would have been. So I think it's interesting that people are like, you have to teach kids now not to hug each other. I get that you need to have a conversation about consent, but I do think as well there needs to be able to be a bit of, you don't want to make children feel awkward or...
No, but just like teach kids to like, if it involves like going into someone's personal space that, you know, you don't know, or someone like you're just meeting or whatever, to like be able to like ask consent, can I give you a hug, or can I give you a high five, or whatever.
It's kind of cute, isn't it, when two kids walk up and they just like hug?
They're just free to kind of... I think I understand what you're saying, but I do think that puts in people's head, it's kind of like an isolating thing, then we can't even touch it. Like I think maybe the conversation should be like the other side of it, where you're like, the I don't know, I don't have kids, and oof, this is scary, I'm sorry parents.
But I mean 100%, you know, you got to get in early and tell them about consent.
Yeah,
because if they're watching, well, in terms of if they're going to be exposed to porn at 10 or 11, they're going to be quite young exploring things.
Yeah.
So they need to understand, you know, boundaries and all that stuff. So whatever way is the best way to teach consent, I think probably in the modern world, people need to get into their heads that these conversations have to happen a little younger.
Yeah.
Because I think certainly my memory is that my parents very much waited until puberty. Well, no, actually they were too late, because the only reason I had a conversation with my dad about it was because my mother found condoms. Now, I hadn't had sex yet, but we were starting to think about it, and I had bought them.
Yeah.
I had gone
which is
through,
great.
I had gone through the torturous thing of buying them and the fucking embarrassment that went with that. But somehow my mother found them, you know, because my mother did not respect my personal space and she was in my shit all the time. And of course, her reaction was, Desmond, I mean, if you're having sex at this stage, what's the matter with you? But then my dad came up and he was like, listen, man, you know, if you're going to be having sex, you know, make sure you use a condom. And that was it. You know, that was the conversation. But that was too late, obviously.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it, you know, luckily, I guess, because I grew up in the States, you know, the thought of having sex without a condom definitely was, you know, because we were in it was like just at the end of the AIDS epidemic. So we were very paranoid about that. But I do think that it obviously has to happen younger now.
Yeah.
None of us have children.
No, I'm trying to think of my brothers and sisters. Like, I don't know, but yeah, it's really tough.
But they like to throw out a lot of they like to throw out a lot of potential negative or adverse outcomes as a result of this early exposure to porn. But we don't really know yet, do we?
We like. There's not a lot of research done on it that isn't completely biased. So you get a lot of like research that's being funded by anti-porn advocacy groups. Mm-hmm. Actually a good person you should talk to about this is Caroline West. She just finished her PhD in DCU, and it's all about porn, and specifically like porn in the American industry. So her whole thing is like she wants to do research into the industry that is completely like non-biased, because so much of it, so much of the research that we have is biased.
Yes.
So
we'll definitely talk to her about that, because it is fascinating. But everybody does have, even, and this is pretty heavy, but I think it's been a bit of time now, so I think it's a good thing to bring up. Katie's actually from Leakslip, but there was that horrible murder in Leakslip, you know, those two boys. And do you remember that?
I don't know the specifics of the case, but I kind of remember it being in the news.
Yes, and yeah. It doesn't really matter. But the thing was that immediately after that, the knee-jerk reaction, including in the Irish Parliament, was these boys were looking at violent porn, and the porn was the thing that drove them to do this. And that became like the talking point for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Which reminded me of like, some kids did something horrible, and then they said they listened to heavy metal.
Yes, and that's the problem. Like, porn seems to be a scapegoat in a lot of ways, because like the vast majority of people watch porn and they don't go hurting other people like mm-hmm. that.
You know, there is like, I guess, you know, I had a conversation with a young person recently, and they were saying something about a guy saying something very graphic about what he wanted to do, and I kind of think like he must have seen that. How the fuck did he, as a young person, like, it must have been on porn, must have seen some really kinky shite.
Yeah.
And I think it's just so young, and I'm like, oh, just like explore the normal stuff first and then find out. And that's totally fine to have kinks and stuff like that, but like, and then that puts pressure on the young woman to be like, oh, should I be into this, should I perform that? And it's like, you haven't even had the, yeah, I don't know.
But again, like totally agree with you, that kid probably did figure that out through porn, and if that's the only education they're getting, that's the problem. Like, we need to like get in there before they start watching porn.
Yeah,
and agreed. teaching them about consent and respect, and like letting kids know that like what you see in porn isn't the way sex happens. In the vast majority of cases, like, sex is going to be like more vanilla, and it's not going to be acrobatic, and like if you're demanding all that stuff of your partner, then like you need to not yeah. like Yeah. It really, because I've talked to people who do teach sex ed or like porn literacy to secondary school students and people in like third level education. But by then it's like it's too late. Like they're already watching porn. You do need to get to them much younger.
And it does normalize some healthy stuff. Like, it probably makes women more comfortable with masturbation. And there's probably some things that Irish girls wouldn't have been exposed to that they're getting exposed to as a result of being able to look at porn.
Yeah, or even just like, to be honest with you, being like, oh, that's what you do. Okay, you bounce that way and that'll be good. Like, do you know, nobody tells you. Like, even now I'm still like I just go with it. But I'm like, I would love like a class. Like, what would be good for me? What would be good for them?
A class in...
And just general sex, like, as in, I remember...
Well, ask Shauna, she's good at that stuff.
Well, because I remember watching an episode of Sex and the City when I was younger, and there was a woman teaching them how to give, like, a really good hand job, and I was like, well, yeah, I'd probably go to something like that. I probably would, like...
But they exist, right?
They exist, but, like, in sex shops, I wouldn't advocate that for, like, secondary school students.
No,
like,
I'm just thinking,
She's talking about herself
thinking, like, if I do devil's advocate on, like, because obviously I think porn should not be viewed before 18, but I do think that porn can be helpful in regards to, like, there is, like, some stuff that you can learn from it, or, like you said, normalize.
But most people having sex before 18, why would they not look at porn? I'm just out of curiosity. I don't know why you picked that age.
Because I'm just, okay, maybe not even 18, maybe older. I don't know. Maybe because they should have normal sex first and figure out and be clunky and be kind of like, you know.
Normal sex is a judgment in itself.
But okay, so I'll just put what I think of normal sex is just kind of just figuring it out, and you're just, you know, you're young and it's like whatever, just sticking it in and that's fine. And then figure out the other stuff as you go along. And then look, if you are into kinks, figure it out when you're kind of a bit more mature. But look, I have a fucking huge issue with teenagers now anyway, because they're 13 and they're all look 21, 22. They're dressed, they're going out, they're dressed like adults, but they're not fucking, you're still living at home. You're not an adult. And it's like,
Katie, when did you become such a fucking granny?
I know. My sisters, I was trying to talk to them and they were like, why do you think this? And it's just because I was like, do you know what? It just happened so quickly when I was 13 or 14, you know, we were wearing O'Neills and jumpers and there was stuff that we were doing that's still like, you know, but I mean, it's just so, it's so quick. And I just kind of think I don't know, like enjoy being a kid. Like you're not an adult yet. And
I was riding at 14.
Yeah, look, I had sex a month before my 16th. I'll be, so technically 15.
I lost my virginity on my 16th birthday.
Yeah, so, you know, we were all, but that was fine. But I had sex that it was kind of just like, we didn't really know what we were doing. It was a bit clunky. And I remember crying afterwards. But there wasn't some guy being like, trying to choke me because that's what he saw. That happened in my 20s. And I was able to kind of deal with that and be like, okay, actually, I've heard of this before. If that was my first experience, I don't know how I would feel about sex.
Yeah, I don't,
We'll have to have a forum of teenagers. That'd be a good conversation. I mean, you have to be careful about that, but to get teenagers to see if that's a, you know, to see if that is a real problem, like high expectations. I mean, that is certainly an accusation that's put out there that a lot of people are looking at porn and there's a higher expectation, or certainly more adventurous expectations at a younger age in terms of what you can do in the bedroom.
Yeah. I think like it's, again, like going back to the conversation of it, like making sure that we have conversations around consent at a much younger age so that people feel more equipped to be able to say yes to the things that they want to say yes to, but even more than that, feel comfortable saying no to the things that they don't feel comfortable with.
I mean, that is clearly one of the big benefits of the Me Too era, is that conversations about consent are being put forward as very important.
And
especially here, and hopefully after the
like
rugby
normalizing those issues around, or normalizing the conversations around consent.
Look, in the situation that I said earlier that I'm not going to go into too much detail about, but about the young guy saying, but in fairness, at least he did say, this is something I would like to do, and she was like, nope.
Yeah.
So at least they did have that conversation. But it was,
what
just,
was it again?
He said something very kinky, and I'm not going to say it just in case she listens to it, but it was quite.
But you
didn't
say
violent.
Who it was, right?
No, I didn't. Okay, so it was basically about like wanting to see blood and cutting, sort of in a sexual.
Oh, that is so very extreme.
Yeah. And in fairness, like, you know, look, it was just a conversation, but I'm just wondering, had that been seen, like where did that even, that wouldn't even occur to me now at 29. I wouldn't even have heard of that. So
what age were they again?
Young, quite young. Let's say under the age that I think is appropriate for.
Right. Yeah, so. Okay.
God, Katie, that's intense.
Yeah.
That's what Graham Dwyer was into.
Sent to me. Huh?
That's what Graham Dwyer was into. Who's the guy that's in jail for killing a woman in the Wicklow Mountains.
Jesus. Yeah. So that's like.
Now that's quite worrying.
Yeah, so I'm like, when I know I'm sounding very cranny-ish coming across, because of course people are going to be watching porn and stuff like that, and that's just, and I think you're right, we just need to have the conversations, just they need to be had, they need to be like, look.
God, I feel so bad for making you watch porn, Katie. I didn't realize that it brings up such trouble.
No, and I like, you know, and I think I've experienced things later in life. And I'm not like, the eventual porn that I found was like, okay, it's look probably not going to be for me.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of like masturbating in the shower, so I'm not gonna bring it. And I'm like, my imagination is quite good, but
you can just put your phone in a Ziploc bag.
Yeah. Oh, you know, and actually,
a good idea. Put your phone in a Ziploc bag, watch a bit of porn in the shower where you like it, and wash away the shame.
To be honest,
that's her joke.
That's my joke, which doesn't work over here. It works in America though. But anyway, I actually just think it takes away from my imagination. When I have tried, I've kind of like, his head's distracting me or her head's distracting me. Like, so that's just a me thing. So
yeah, no. Like, to be honest, I'm not, as much as I love porn, for me, it's like a once in a blue moon kind of deal. Mm.
Like you're in a porn mood.
Sometimes I'm in a porn mood. Sometimes I'm not. Most of the time I'm not.
Oh, but you know what? It does help, though, in regards to if you're a woman and you're not really sure about your sexuality. Because I definitely could kind of be like, do I like women? And watch that. But then I didn't actually find it was all very women for men. But I think what your what you sent me, and when I get over to America and I'll be able to watch it. Yeah. You know, so there is like
that.
There's
some really, really great queer like porn directors and porn producers. Jiz Lee is fantastic if you want something with like some good storytelling and like lots of great like non-binary scenes. Definitely like Jiz Lee and Shine Louise Houston do like fantastic stuff. Like Shine Louise Houston's Crash Pad series is on the Feminist Porn Awards website. Would definitely recommend checking that out.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah,
based on something that you just said, is it you know, like, does, if somebody just like in terms of watching porn, like say to watch lesbian porn, but like never has any real desire to act out on that, like
that's cool too.
Yeah, but like, is that a thing that people should be aware of? Is like, it's okay to just like have a fantasy, but you know, you don't feel like you need to act out on it. I mean, I mean, like, can you? I mean, I guess if your fluidity nowadays doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah.
But, yes, because that's me. I'll probably never act out on it, but I kind of like that's my fantasy of something that's, it's not, absolutely.
I guess the point I'm saying is, do people need to be reminded that it's absolutely totally okay? Like, you don't have to sort of keep it a secret. Like, Jesus, if anybody saw my search history and saw that I like looking at lesbian porn, they'll think I'm a lesbian, you know, like, but you don't have to just be concerned. Like,
yeah.
No, I know what you would say. I think, well, who gives a fuck?
I mean, yeah, that's my bog standard answer to to everything. But like,
I know, but what I'm like saying is some people will be giving a fuck.
Yeah.
So what's the,
here's my like little two cents on fantasies and masturbation and everything. It's like, again, sexuality is super complicated and on a spectrum. You might be I know gals who are lesbians who like to watch gay porn because they like gay male porn.
Yeah,
because they like watching a guy shoot but would never want to fuck a guy.
I think gay men pretty hot. Have you seen Elite?
No.
It's great Netflix show, everybody should watch it, but there's two really hot men fucking
well,
really
that comes
well
up
lit.
And the kids are all right, yeah. Wasn't that The Kids Are All Right? That movie with the, you know, the donor dad, the lesbian parents. They like watching gay porn.
So yeah.
But Katie was confused recently because she realized you got turned on by a gay scene or something. Oh, yeah. In Call Me By Your Name.
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely think two men having sex is very
I love hot. Gay male porn.
Yeah.
And there's different things that I like about different types of porn. Like, I love lesbian porn. I like porn where like two people are clearly fucking into each other. Yeah. That's what I really, really like. And I think you don't get a lot of that in mainstream porn, but you get so much of it in queer porn. And so that's why like the stuff that I watch and that I enjoy is predominantly like queer. Now I'm bi as well, so like that makes perfect sense for me. But I think a lot of straight women like to watch queer porn because there is that more more of a sense of intimacy and more you just get a sense that the people who are in the scene are like far more into each other than you do in kind of standard mainstream porn.
So on this line, just to try another talk, let's say okay, I really think I just like watching lesbian porn or gay porn because it's like a fantasy, it's never gonna happen. And if I get to watch those sex scenes like in movies or whatever, it's like, oh, that's nice, I'm not actually gonna act on it. So let's say if someone is into a bit kind of crazier stuff or violent stuff, can they watch it and then that kind of satisfies that and they don't go out and do it? So then there's the other
I've watched quote-unquote violent porn and been turned on by it.
Yeah,
and I don't go out killing people.
Exactly, because this thing, we have violent movies and we're not going out, so
exactly.
It's like there's definitely two sides to that
conversation.
Jesus, porn is giving me anxiety.
No, I mean, it's interesting we're talking about it. Just for the record, this is Longford, right?
Okay,
that kind of
teen, did it say teen?
Yeah, that makes me really uncomfortable. Like, that whole category.
North Dublin's into anal. Weirdly enough, County Waterford is into British. What's that about? Fucking turncoats.
Fucking the Brits.
And you are correct.
That's a masochism.
You are
that's
correct like... that Limerick is into the incorrect use of the word shemale.
Yeah.
Limerick is into shemale down fucking like, and like fucking, I like when there's a bit of confusion with the identity, like, you know.
Cork is into
bondage. Rebel County.
Oh, Derek, tie me up.
But now. I doubt this is really. Well, what is hentai? Hentai?
Hentai, like Japanese animated.
Is that called? Oh,
is that what that's called?
Yeah.
Oh, I like animated just series. I've never watched animated porn, but.
Yeah, no, that's Westmeath.
Oh, where's Kildare?
Hentai, like, typically would be quite.
Kildare is into cartoon.
Yeah.
Kildare is into cartoon, and so is Leash. But. I think that's Leash. You know, I get a touch confused. But Carlo is into ass.
Nice.
Ass, so you know. Ass, ass. Oh,
what, you said, ass. You said Dublin, North Dublin? So what's
North Dublin's into anal and fucking the other, I guess South Dublin's into it's double penetration.
Ooh, right.
Yeah, double penetration. And MILF, is MILF an acceptable term still?
Sure, I guess.
Yeah, that's Monaghan. Monaghan's into MILF. And Cavan is into mature. And Ebony, is that acceptable?
Yeah, I have.
I don't even know what that means.
Ebony is
again the whole like
Sligo. Sligo's into Ebony, like black porn.
Oh.
But like black people.
It's the racism thing where they feel like that needs to be categorized.
Yes.
Like also like typically if you are a white female porn performer and you start doing interracial porn, your rates go down.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow,
like
you're,
like what they'll pay you. Now, like,
what
I don't
so
know.
They want you get paid more if you're a white man.
No. It's like it's a whole like super complex, like racist fucking system that I don't know enough about to like speak on with any sort of expertise, but yeah, like if you're in like the mainstream system and you are a female white performer, the rumor is that like once you start doing interracial like porn, then the rates of what people will pay you no matter what you're doing after that,
that's crazy,
is lower.
That's
yeah,
insane.
It's really fucked up, and I have huge issues with the way that free tube sites like categorize their shit, because it is like it's based on really misogynist, derogatory, like racist stereotypes, and it's awful and I don't like it.
Yeah, like cum on your face and all this kind of stuff.
I don't mind cum on your face. I care about like People can come on each other's faces.
Oh, yeah, sure.
As long as they're not like being racist and misogynist about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks, Shauna.
Thank you so much, Shauna. Thank you for being a guest once again.
Anytime.
We'll have you back. We're due a consent episode. I kind of deliberately didn't get into that with you because I want to discuss that as a whole app, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe I'll get back on to you about our consent app.
Absolutely.
Might get a few people.
Yeah, I'll give you some recommendations on like good people who like are talking about consent.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Katie's heading back to the teen porn capital of Ireland.
Back to Longford.
County Longford.
For a few days.
Very good.
Thanks so much. That's it. Thanks to Shauna, sexshopper.ie. Make sure you add her on Instagram if you haven't already. And make sure you get your body safe sex products from her. Do that. So anyway, I guess just our usual plugs. I'm all my gigs this weekend are sold out, but next weekend, Tullamore, if anybody's around for Tullamore the following weekend, would be great. And as always, make sure you give us 5 stars on iTunes if you haven't already and spread the word about the podcast. Have you anything specific to plug, Katie?
If you're a few people messaging me about when they're coming to New York and to see shows, so keep doing that. I had a podcast listener come this weekend, so nice, emailed me afterwards and everything, so that makes my day. So that's it really. I guess I'm gonna get on TikTok just to embarrass my sister, so follow me.
Yeah, I went on TikTok. It's really like there's a lot going on over there.
Yeah, I don't know now, because it was annoying me, all the noises when my brothers and sisters were playing it. But then me and Tori Piskin have a plan of TikToks we're going to do. So we're doing that.
That's
tonight,
good.
So.
Yeah, you should do it with her. She's very TikTok. She's very TikTok ready.
We're doing a sort of a stereotypical differences between Irish and American girls. So look, it might be terrible, but it might be funny. So we'll see.
Look, sure, you never know.
You never know.
I think when it comes to the internet, don't be afraid to go with the simple ideas.
Oh, God.
So, anyway, the Des Bishop podcast is back up and running also, if anybody wants to jump over there. I think that'll be like a weekend listen, more on the serious front.
Cool.
We'll do our anxiety episode next week.
Cool.
And I talked to Caroline Foran from Owning It, the anxiety podcast, as a kind of an adjunct to our episode, because there's so many sort of questions thrown up in the air, and I just actually wanted to get a bit of clarity on anxiety as a condition. So I'm going to add that on to the anxiety episode.
Oh, plus, great. She's coming on to our one.
We were using the phone that time, so I was also kind of aware that, you know, some of it's a bit not great sound. So we have quite the full anxiety special next week.
Oh, that's brilliant, because my friend from Sydney messaged me being like, oh, is she on yours or Des's podcast? And she was like, I love her.
Oh, right. Well, she's going to be on ours, but I'm on hers, but we're both using the, you know, because to be honest, I contacted her and I said, can I have a chat with you about anxiety? Because we're doing an episode about anxiety and I want to sort of expand on some of the stuff that came up in the episode. And she was like, that was after I described it, because first I said, do you want to be on the shift? And she was like, I don't have much to say about dating. And I was like, well, you know, it's actually not about that. Anyway, long story short, after chatting back and forth, she was like, would you be on my podcast? And I said, well, actually, if you want to just use the audio for yours, I'll use it for mine, and happy days. And she was cool with that.
Oh, that's brilliant. No, I'm delighted about that, because it was funny, because my friend in Sydney had messaged me a few months ago being like, oh my God, you know, like, she listens to the podcast every week and she was like, you need to get her on. She's brilliant. And she'd sent me.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah. She was like.
Yeah. I mean, I would have liked to have you there, but I, you know, the way it was created was in a way of just trying to sort of add to what we had done.
Yeah.
But actually, you know, after chatting to her, just because she's had such a broad experience of chatting to people about their anxiety, different things, I think she would have had a better understanding of some of the stuff that you were talking about, in that she's just listened to a lot of different people and the way that anxiety manifests itself in different people, whereas I'm only just thinking about myself and you're talking about yourself. And I just think she probably would have had some interesting things to say to you about the stuff that you were talking about.
Yeah.
But in saying that, plenty of time in our lives, so we can always have her back on. So that will be next week.
Okay, great. I'm excited to listen to it.
Oh yeah, sure. We have loads. And, you know, considering that we only got on this phone call to record some intros and some outros, and we've now been recording for 58 minutes.
I know. You just get talking, Des.
Yeah, well, which is totally fine. So anyway, let's just end this.
Yeah.
And, you know, make sure everybody. Oh, and most importantly, in terms of like plugs, which I don't even know why I feel bad. I feel bad about the plugs, and I'm listening to all these other fucking podcasts lately, and all they're doing is plugging. It's a fucking plug fest.
Yeah, no, it's fine. We need.
But Mia Mama's on sale. All my Mia Mama 2020 dates are on sale.
Yay.
So get and show. Go to that. That's a show about my mom. So people need to go and get going to that. And so say goodbye, Katie.
Bye. I love you all.
Bye.
Don't tell my dad I had sex on the first date.
I think he's going to fucking find out.
It's fine.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.